This is your market wrap-up on the Radio Oklahoma Network. I'm Leslie Smith, joined by Tom Leffler of Leffler Commodities. Tom, what reversed things in the cattle markets today?
Leslie, there was not really a good reason for this as far as looking at something directly tied to the cattle market. You'd have to say, seeing the Dow down today at one time over 500 points, seeing crude oil at one time down over $2 did not help our situation and probably added to the selling. The only good news today was we did bounce off the lows of the session, even though we saw triple-digit losses. Now, choice box beef was 76 cents higher today, selects up $1.02 on a total movement of 73 loads. We also saw a cattle kill of 110,000 head. On the close today, February live cattle, $2.05 lower. April live cattle down $1.97. Jan feeders down $1.55. March feeders down $2.55. And April lean hogs, 65 cents lower.
Closing grains are next on the Radio Oklahoma Network.
It's the new cattle drive for the modern day. Market your lifestyle the superior way.
Well, cattle producers, since 1987, Superior Livestock has been bringing the market to you live via satellite and now also online with SuperiorClickToBid.com. To learn more about America's leading cattle marketing organization, you can call Superior Livestock at 1-800-422-2117 or check us out at SuperiorLivestock.com. Superior Livestock, a proud part of National Livestock Credit, an organization that's been serving the cattle industry since 1932. Remember, at Superior, we bring the market to you.
It's the new cattle drive for the modern day. Market your livestock the Superior way.
Tom, what's influencing the grain sector?
Well, Leslie, we sure didn't have any fresh news today to go along with the movement in the grain market. We did see some mixed trade, but we saw mostly negative trade. And the only thing that managed to close on the positive side today was the corn market. A combination of some technical buying and spreading action probably helped the corn as much as anything. But other than that, extremely quiet day for the grains, and they probably got some influence from what we saw take place in our equity markets and energy markets today to the downside. March KC wheat closed 5.5 lower. July KC down 5.25. March Chicago wheat down 3 cents. The March corn closed a penny higher. July corn up 1.5 cents. March soybeans down 9.5. July beans down 8. And March cotton today, 106 points higher.
Tom, what's your phone number?
866-GO-TO-TOM.
Tom Leffler, Leffler Commodities, there with our market analysis on the Radio Oklahoma Network.